Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live and includes readings from the Old and New Testaments and a reflection. Our readings today are taken from 2 Chronicles 2 verses 1 to 16 and Mark 12 verses 28 to 34. The reflection is by the Reverend Fabian Wirtz entitled, How Do We Hear God in Our Own Lives?
But yeah, it's interesting. Today we celebrate William Tyndale. He's well known to have translated the English Bible, Bible into English, the first. And before it became the King James versions, and it looks like possibly more than 80% of the King James versions is a use of his version, William Tyndale. It's, in a sense, close to my heart for two reasons. One is because I did a master in a seminar that was called Tyndale Seminar in Holland. So that's where I start learning about his life. The other is a bit darker because he was condemned and executed in Brussels by case of his translation of script and the views that he had against the Pope. And he had to flee England because of some of the views that he had, and ended up trying to get to be protected in Belgium, but Belgium being a Catholic country, didn't go very well. And so he was arrested in Brussels and hanged and then burned at the stake. So I'm not very proud as a Belgian of what we did to a man who was passionate about bringing the Bible to everybody. So let's read from 2 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 1 to 16.
Solomon decided to build a temple for the name of the Lord and a royal palace for himself. Solomon conscripted 70,000 laborers and 80,000 stonecutters in the hill country, with 3,600 to oversee them. Solomon sent word to King Hiram of Tyre, once you dealt with my father David and sent him cedar to build himself a house to live in, I am now about to build a house for the name of the Lord my God and dedicate it to him for offering fragrant incense before him, and for the regular offering of rows of bread, and for the burnt offerings morning and evening, on the Sabbaths and the new moons and the appointed festivals for the Lord our God, as ordained forever for Israel. The house that I am about to build will be great, for our God is greater than other gods. But who is able to build him a house, since heaven, even highest heaven, cannot contain him? Who am I to build a house for him, except as a place to make offerings before him? So now send me an artisan skilled to work in gold, silver, bronze and iron, and in purple, crimson and blue fabrics, trained also in engraving, to join the skill workers who are with me in Judah and Jerusalem, whom my father David provided. Send me also cedar, cypress, algum timber from Lebanon, for I know that your servants are skilled in cutting Lebanon timber. My servants will work with your servants to prepare timber for me in abundance, for the house I am about to build will be great and wonderful. I will provide for your servants, those who cut the timber, 20,000 cars of crushed wheat, 20,000 cores of barley, 20,000 baths of wine, and 20,000 baths of oil. Then King Hiram of Tyre answered in a letter that he sent to Solomon, because the Lord leaves his people, he has made you king over them. Hiram also said, blessed be the Lord, Lord God of Israel, who made heaven and earth, who has given King David a wise son, endowed with discretion and understanding, who will build a temple for the Lord and a royal palace for himself. I have dispatched Hiram Abi, a skilled artisan endowed with understanding, the son of one of the Danite women, his father, Tyrion. He is trained to work in gold, silver, bronze, iron, stone and wood, and in purple, blue and crimson fabrics and fine linen, and to do all sorts of engraving and execute any design that may be assigned him with your artisans, the artisans of my lord, your father David. Now as for the wheat, barley, oil and wine of which my lord has spoken, let him send them to his servant. We will cut whatever timber you need from Lebanon and bring it to you as rafts by sea to Joppa. You will take it up to Jerusalem. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And New Testament sticking from Mark chapter 12, 28 to 34.
One of the scribes came near and asked Jesus, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There is no other commandment greater than these." Then the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and beside him there is no other. And to love with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbour as oneself. This is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After that, no one dared to ask him any questions. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you. Between two minds, I would like to quickly get the book, but I can't. I don't know if I will find the right passage. I'm reading at the moment Jonathan Sacks, who is a rabbi. I think he died. I think he's not alive anymore, but a well-known and well-respected rabbi in England. I think it was personal, I don't know if it's friend is the word, but he knew Tony Blair quite well, and Tony Blair respected him.
And King Charles, I think.
Is it King Charles? Yeah.
As well, yeah.
But he has an interest. He helped me understanding something quite actually essential for the Jews, and mostly was still at the heart of the Jewish faith at the time of Jesus. He says that in Hebrew, there is no word for a commandment in a sense of something you ought to. At the heart is the word listen. And so at the Shema, Shema is to listen, listen or hear. Listen, O Israel, so hear. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your strength and your mind, is a consequences of hearing the word, or hearing God and hearing his intention. So it's not a blind following. It's one that use your whole abilities of thinking, of willing, of acting, and it's a consequences of hearing God's speech. So hear, O Israel. So He explained it much better, and he says a different level of listening. Listening is, well, I kind of heard you, but there is other level of listening of I heard you as in a sense of I understand, and because I understand, I follow, and because I follow, I kind of dedicate my whole life to that way. It doesn't mean that we always need to fully understand before we follow God or obey, in the sense of follow his and of course for Israel was they had clear status and laws, 613 I think they said, but it wasn't to be a blind following. They had to use, and that's why we, how do we love God? Well, we love God with all our abilities. We love God with our brain, with our thinking, with our we love God with our acting, with our serving, and we love God with our will, with making choices. And the way we express that is in the real world. And that's why it says, well, you love your neighbor as yourself, because how can you say you love God and you can't love the one that's in front of you? So, yes, how do we hear God in our own life? Through scripture, of course, through one another. But also God speaks to us individually in our own circumstances through his Holy Spirit. And it never contradicts scripture, and hence the need to know scripture, and hence the need to celebrate someone like William Tyndale today, who made it possible today for us to have Bibles. That wasn't the case in the 14th century and before. Only clergymen or people who were supposed to know, and at William's times, even clergymen didn't know about scripture, and even their own training wasn't about learning scripture and helping then the congregations to know God's will and God's message to them. And so the Reformation was all about making it available to everybody, so that everybody could listen and hear God's words through reading, through hearing. And it makes also me think, like you said, Lynn, we have our talk available not just on YouTube, which is the word and visual, but on our podcast, which is just hearing. And it's true that when you hear scripture read, it sometimes has a very different impact on us. And and to listen sometimes when we read scripture in the church and we close our eyes and we listen, it makes an impact to us. So how can we grow into that listening? He also says that we are very much into a reading culture, but it's different to read and to listen, because to listen, you can read and skip, or you can read different, but listen, you hear it word by word, but also as a construct. So very interesting. Hear, O Israel, that's a Shema. It's a the command is to listen and to hear God.
I think we live in such, well, there's lots of stresses and strains at the moment, but as there must have been an explosion when William Tyndale shared the Bible as it went on, so it is now with, to my mind, with the internet and the connections, good and bad, and there's always evil, you know, but how the word is being spread. And I downloaded the Bible app, Life Bible app, many years ago. Nikki Bradford recommended it to me. She's recommended so many things to me. And I listen to it every day, and I read it every day. And they're just short of a billion downloads of the Bible across the world. And of course, the push is to get the Bible in all those, is there about 193 languages? I'm not quite sure. All the languages, that's a billion downloads. So I know I'm the first one to, you know, be a wee bit fearful of what comes in on our internet lines. But in balance, it's also giving us the opportunity to share our faith in so many ways. And, you know, you're talking about listening. I listen to Lectio 365, but I'll often read it at the same time as I'm listening, and it has a it's a wholeness. I've tried to work out, what am I going to call this, and I've put, first of all, I put listen with your whole being, Or, you know, how do we hear God in our own lives? And we each do it in different ways, don't we? But anyway, that's enough of me. My other thing, can I please share? When I heard Joycey reading Chronicles and the building of the temple, do you know what came in my mind? Was the building of our cathedrals in this country, and Wells came to my mind. And I mean, they're hundreds of years old, but God's creation is his cathedral, isn't it? And yeah.
Very, very true.
It's, we live in exciting times, even though we feel well, I'm the first to say I feel fearful for my children and grandchildren, but there is always the balance. There's always good, but there will always be evil, and we've got to stand and be counted. And I feel the Spirit is really moving in lots of ways.
I feel, Lynn, it's always been there, but we can pray for our children and grandchildren.
And that is the key. That is the key, prayer.
And tomorrow we, with the V1, is praying for young people, families. And so if some free time, I'll... let's then move into our time of prayer as we pray for the day it starts, the world, its needs, the church, her life, especially with the announcement of a new archbishop to be, Sarah Mullally.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how you say it. Mullally.
I think it's Englishized Irish name, I think.
Oh, right.
What I heard as an Irish.
It's lovely. Lovely.
Yeah. So, first Archbishop, woman Archbishop in the history of the Church of England. So, it's quite a step forward into a new era. So, let's pray, and whatever comes to our minds. Father, we read about the Shema that is said still today, I think every morning, every evening, by the Jewish people. Hear, O Israel. And in Christ, we have heard your call upon our lives. We who were not from the nation of Israel, but have been, by your grace, drafted in into your people. And Lord, help me, help us to hear your word, Jesus Christ, and to see and to act and to will through the power of your Holy Spirit. Call us to love you with all our heart, all our desires, all our will, all our thinking, all our speaking, and all our acting. And to express that in the reality of this world, in our neighborhood, in our town, and in our world. Lord, we thank you for those like William Tyndale who offered their whole life, even their physical life, to something they knew was key for people to get to know you. And for him, it was translating the Bible into the language of the people. And we thank you today for those you inspired to create apps and ways through internet to spread your word across the globe. Thank you for that picture Lynn shared of the cathedral. And that you call those you have created to see your whole creation as a cathedral. And if we allow that picture to sink into our hearts, we know how we've damaged, polluted, misused, and abused, instead of, as good stewards, building, enabling, and bringing beauty and life in your world. Much is above what we can do, but help us to see at our own level how we can build a little bit of a cathedral. In our own actions, daily life, in how we treat nature, how we seek in our own way to restore what can be restored, and how we treat one another in our relationships.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.